This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The calendar says spring is near. Our spring equinox is on March 20th, but it's finally the peak of snow season here in Western Washington. Our local ski resorts are now running most of their lifts. That's a milestone that should have happened months ago. The state snowpack has been down 50% right now this winter, and with it, the moods of skiers, snowmobilers, and snowboarders. KUW's Paige Browning is here to reflect on what we can learn from this season that's coming to a close. Paige, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Kim.
So what happened this ski season?
Well, not much. Up until this week, this was virtually the worst ski season since at least the 80s in Washington. Mm. We had a few problems this year. First, the December deluge. Yeah. We had the warmest December on record in Washington state, and then that coincided with really intense rain, washing away the chance for snow to accumulate then. After that, dry January.
Right. Okay. Not the sober kind.
Not the sober kind. Here's a number to display just how dry. Snoqualmie Pass usually collects 222 inches of snow by the end of January, based on the 26-year average from the Weather Service. This January, Snoqualmie had 112 by that time.
It's like half.
Yeah, basically half. Finally, Kim, Mebuary. That's what I'm calling the meh snow in February.
Okay,
does that work for
I'm
you?
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. By that time, skiers were like praying for snow, anxious for it. Maybe it'll come. And it just didn't.
Yeah. I've been hearing a lot of anecdotes, but you've been out there. What has it actually looked like out on the slopes?
It's looked like dirt patches, rocks, trees sticking out. Resorts haven't had enough snow to safely open or groom all their runs. A favorite among regulars at Snoqualmie, the Summit East and Backside area, has barely opened at all this year. Mm. Cross-country trails have been slushy or dirt-riddled for the majority of the season, if they opened at all. Night skiing was way cut back. And some other impacts. Mount Baker, famous as a deep snow mountain, canceled their annual snowboarding race.
Right.
And one mountain's not even going to open. The Badger Mountain Ski Hill outside of Wenatchee, a volunteer-run operation where people can ski for a mere $25. So that basically sums it up.
Yeah. So widespread disappointment there. When you're looking at this, what can skiers learn from this year?
If winters keep warming as the climate changes, skiing could be even less accessible. The cost is one thing, but mm-hmm. I'm also talking about accessing terrain. Mm-hmm. Resorts this year have only operated with a fraction of their chairlifts running. So for weeks on end, that meant only terrain for beginners or the truly advanced and expert skiers. And then there's a new trend trying to enter the market, indoor skiing.
Indoor skiing, like in Dubai.
Exactly what it sounds like, indoor skiing. There's a year-round ski school open in Bellevue that requires no natural snow.
Oh.
But for, you know, regular ski bums and boarders, it's a waiting game for snow, which is finally here for a visit now.
I've been wondering how the resorts and the folks who run them, how are they doing financially this season? It must have been a hit.
Let me play you a clip from February at the base of Snoqualmie.
It's President's Day, one of the busiest days of the year. Usually, but I just arrived as the lifts opened and got parking right in front, which is sort of unheard of. See where it looks like there's snow in the air? That is because they are making snow from a machine.
Wow. So you were one of the few out there and some fresh tracks for you.
Well, you would think that's the thing. The lines for chairlifts and the lodge food were really busy on weekends. But that was because the brave few who went out were funneled into the few open areas. Mm. So you're all in line for the same veggie burger stand or whatever. Mm-hmm. With such limited operations, it is hard to see them turning the same profit as last year. But this is where being in a conglomerate resort system pays off, because Snoqualmie, Stevens, and Crystal are part of these big systems under Vail and Alterra. So those ski behemoths can carry the burden.
So Paige, what are local resorts learning from this year?
They're learning they have to do a lot of work to keep the sport alive, even in a snowless year. So more and more Western resorts are turning to an artificial solution, and that's snowmaking machines. Mm-hmm. Here's a recording of a line of snowmakers from last month. They're big, they're noisy, there's just a line of them all the way up the lift. High Country News reports that the West has only historically covered 10% of skiable area with man-made snow, compared to like 80% in the Southwest, but I see a shift happening. This is really the only way Summit at Snoqualmie was open this year. Crystal used snowmakers, Stevens uses snowmakers. So what I want to look into down the road is, what is the financial cost of this for the resorts, and whether resorts will try to snap up more water rights to pump through their snow machines?
All right, so that's the bigger picture. And now, Paige, in the forecast, we finally got some snow on the way. We've got a blizzard coming this week to the Cascades.
This is such great news. I mean, pretty much all the ski lifts, Nordic trails, dog sled runs, snowmobile areas, they're going to be packed this weekend. The Summit at Snoqualmie says there's never been a better time this season. But it's not expected to make up for our dismal snowpack, because a warmer atmospheric river next week could wash the new snow away.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you think we should take away from the ski season?
I think that ski season is kind of a crystal ball into the future. It says, here's how dry our summer will be. Here's how much water irrigators will have. Here's how much snow will melt to cool off the rivers for salmon. And this is what I'm left thinking about. 2015, that was one of the worst fire seasons in Washington.
It was.
Three firefighters actually died that year. Mm-hmm. That happened after the 2015 ski season, which was about as bad as this season. So powder hounds are some of the first to notice when the snowpack just isn't right.
Paige Browning is a news anchor and reporter here at KUOW. Paige, thanks so much for bringing us this snow report.
You're welcome, Kim.